you will hear a boy called Jamie giving a talk about a family road trip he went on in the United States. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
My name's Jamie, and I'd like to tell you about a trip I went on with my family last month. We travelled by car around the state of Colorado in America. Mum and Dad had already visited loads of big cities across the US, but this time they felt they'd prefer to go to a place that offered constantly changing scenery, and Colorado certainly does that. There's everything there, from a range of high mountains to deserts. We set off from the city of Denver and stopped first of all in a small town where we booked into a hotel. The manager showed us a room at the front of the hotel, from which you could only see a busy street below. So Mum and Dad opted for a room at the back instead. It was much nicer and had a balcony overlooking a lake where we spent the evening. The next day, we drove on and passed through several towns bigger than the one we'd left behind. Some even had small factories in them. We discovered these towns had originally grown up around the gold mines that had been established there decades ago, which were now abandoned. I became interested in the history of these towns, so I started looking for books I could buy about them. I was really hoping to find some old posters for my room at home too. Anyway, I didn't have any luck until in one bookshop I came across some postcards that Dad reckoned had probably been there since the 1950s. They showed what the town would have looked like then, so I bought them. We ate in lots of different places along the way. Cafes, hotels, you name it. Sometimes the food was quite plain. Steak and potatoes, which I liked. But not every day. Or sometimes we had fried chicken, which was good. The food that stuck in my mind, though, is some pancakes we ate at a roadside diner. They were absolutely delicious. As we travelled across Colorado, it was fascinating to watch the landscape rolling past through our car windows. For some time, we were looking at grey mountains, but as we drove on, those gradually transformed into red rock. We were certainly a long way from the green fields that we see on our journeys at home. And the wildlife was amazing. There were wild rabbits all over the place, and herds of magnificent deer. We'd been assured that we'd see eagles too, although none appeared, sadly. It wasn't long before we were heading for the town of Aspen, where we planned to spend a few days before returning home. But first, we had to navigate our way across the mountains. Mum was driving at this stage, and we'd heard on the radio that a storm was on its way, so she was a bit nervous. In fact, a thick mist did come down, and there were strong winds which made driving along the rough mountain road more difficult. But we finally got to our hotel in Aspen without incident. Aspen is popular for all kinds of outdoor activities, such as skiing. That wasn't for us, as we didn't have any kit, but I was keen to try cycling around the area. Mum and Dad finally decided we'd have a go at hiking, so off we went, and the views along the trail were fantastic. On our last evening in Aspen, we had a swim in the hotel's outdoor pool. The manager had given us a plastic crocodile to use in the pool, which was fun. Imagine our feelings, though, when we suddenly spotted a bear heading straight for us. Luckily, it changed course and headed for the rubbish bin. Apparently, it was a frequent visitor, but we certainly won't forget that moment. And neither will the hotel cat, probably, hiding up in a tree.
Now you will hear part two again.
My name's Jamie, and I'd like to tell you about a trip I went on with my family last month. We travelled by car around the state of Colorado in America. Mum and Dad had already visited loads of big cities across the US, but this time they felt they'd prefer to go to a place that offered constantly changing scenery, and Colorado certainly does that. There's everything there, from a range of high mountains to deserts. We set off from the city of Denver and stopped first of all in a small town where we booked into a hotel. The manager showed us a room at the front of the hotel, from which you could only see a busy street below. So Mum and Dad opted for a room at the back instead. It was much nicer and had a balcony overlooking a lake where we spent the evening. The next day, we drove on and passed through several towns bigger than the one we'd left behind. Some even had small factories in them. We discovered these towns had originally grown up around the gold mines that had been established there decades ago, which were now abandoned. I became interested in the history of these towns, so I started looking for books I could buy about them. I was really hoping to find some old posters for my room at home too. Anyway, I didn't have any luck until in one bookshop I came across some postcards that Dad reckoned had probably been there since the 1950s. They showed what the town would have looked like then, so I bought them. We ate in lots of different places along the way. Cafes, hotels, you name it. Sometimes the food was quite plain. Steak and potatoes, which I liked. But not every day. Or sometimes we had fried chicken, which was good. The food that stuck in my mind, though, is some pancakes we ate at a roadside diner. They were absolutely delicious. As we travelled across Colorado, it was fascinating to watch the landscape rolling past through our car windows. For some time, we were looking at grey mountains, but as we drove on, those gradually transformed into red rock. We were certainly a long way from the green fields that we see on our journeys at home. And the wildlife was amazing. There were wild rabbits all over the place, and herds of magnificent deer. We'd been assured that we'd see eagles too, although none appeared sadly. It wasn't long before we were heading for the town of Aspen, where we planned to spend a few days before returning home. But first, we had to navigate our way across the mountains. Mum was driving at this stage, and we'd heard on the radio that a storm was on its way, so she was a bit nervous. In fact, a thick mist did come down, and there were strong winds which made driving along the rough mountain road more difficult. But we finally got to our hotel in Aspen without incident. Aspen is popular for all kinds of outdoor activities, such as skiing. That wasn't for us, as we didn't have any kit, but I was keen to try cycling around the area. Mum and Dad finally decided we'd have a go at hiking, so off we went, and the views along the trail were fantastic. On our last evening in Aspen, we had a swim in the hotel's outdoor pool. The manager had given us a plastic crocodile to use in the pool, which was fun. Imagine our feelings, though, when we suddenly spotted a bear heading straight for us. Luckily, it changed course and headed for the rubbish bin. Apparently, it was a frequent visitor, but we certainly won't forget that moment. And neither will the hotel cat, probably, hiding up in a tree.
That's the end of part two.